Last month, during the Park City School Board meeting, consultants delivered options that included a variety of grade alignment groupings. Each was given a weighted ranking, with options A and B scoring highest. C and D received lower scores because they didn't meet educational criteria such as minimizing redistricting and creating diverse school populations. C and D would have significant remodeling needs, and they'd have more busing requirements. Board members asked the consultants to return with general cost estimates and a listing of pros and cons associated with each option. NV5 consultant Chris Guarino opened the panel discussion with a general overview of the options and their costs.
This is one of the lower cost options out of everything that's being considered. Put 6th, 7th, and 8th grade together in the middle school, and you keep K-5. What's nice about this is it utilizes the existing elementary schools. We don't anticipate any redistricting implications. It maintains the current balance for the dual language programs. This will likely require additions to two or more schools. And then it limits opportunities for growth of the PK in the neighborhood schools.
Pre-kindergarten classes are expanding throughout the school district. The program is considered critical for future academic success. Option A includes another alternative that would be two 6th through 8th grade middle schools. The cost estimate increases to $2 signs and would require middle school redistricting and remodeling or replacing Treasure Hill Junior High School. Option B, relative cost, is $3 signs. Its alignment is a K through 6 and a 7-8 school. Ecker Hill could still be used, but there would have to be a new elementary school, and that would require some redistricting. The dual language program would need to be balanced as well. Option C reflects the highest cost, which is $4 signs. It represents a K through 8 alignment. New schools would be needed along with significant remodels of all schools, including Ecker Hill. It would also limit diversification because kids would stay in their neighborhoods longer.
To pursue a K-8 option, it's going to be expensive. What we'd be doing is adding 6th, 7th, and 8th grade to the neighborhood elementary schools.
Option D was originally ranked lowest for meeting the educational criteria. Guarino says the planning committee rated costs relatively high, with $3 signs out of 4. Ecker Hill would need to be expanded or a new school built adjacent to accommodate all 4 grades.
K through 4 together, grouping 5 and 6, and then grouping 7 and 8. And there's been a little bit of variety in that conversation. Is it a campus with 5, 6, and 7, 8? Or is it two separate facilities, two separate campuses? If we are using two middles on one campus, we could reuse Ecker, but we would have to add another facility on that Ecker site.
Planners will continue to gather public input on the options through a survey, which will be done before the May 21st Board of Education meeting. Go to pcschools.us under the Future of Learning tab to see more about the grade alignment options. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.